The enduring problem of nepotism. The whisper started subtly, a murmur in the halls of power, a knowing glance exchanged between courtiers. He's the king's nephew, you see. In many societies throughout history, this was not a statement of disadvantage but a testament to unassailable privilege. Nepotism, the practice of favoring relatives or friends, especially by giving them jobs, was not just common. It was often the very bedrock of social and political order. But when did this seemingly natural inclination to help one's own begin to curdle into a problem, a stain on the fabric of fairness? For millennia, the concept of meritocracy, advancement based on ability and achievement, was a foreign notion. Ancient Rome, for instance, was a society deeply entrenched in patronage and familial ties. Senators and generals alike would surround themselves with clients and kin, ensuring loyalty and consolidating power through a web of personal connections. The idea that an outsider, no matter how brilliant, should supersede a well-connected family member would have seemed absurd, even dangerous. Consider the rise of the merchant republics in medieval Italy. While Florence and Venice fostered a certain degree of social mobility, family names and alliances still held immense sway. Guilds, councils, and public offices were often inherited or bestowed upon those within established networks. A successful businessman might secure his son a lucrative trading post not because the son possessed an extraordinary aptitude for commerce, but simply because he was the son. This familial favoritism wasn't confined to the secular world. The Catholic Church, a colossal institution wielding immense spiritual and temporal power, was notoriously susceptible to nepotism. Popes and bishops frequently appointed their nephews, sons, or other relatives to lucrative bishoprics, cardinalates, and administrative positions. The term nepotism itself is derived from the Latin nepos, meaning nephew, a stark reminder of this historical practice within the church. For centuries, these appointments were a source of immense wealth and influence for the families involved, often at the expense of the church's spiritual mission and the competence of its clergy. The seeds of doubt, however, began to sprout with the Enlightenment. Thinkers like John Locke and Jean-Jacques Rousseau championed ideas of natural rights, equality, and reason. The burgeoning age of scientific inquiry began to value empirical evidence and demonstrable skill over inherited status. As societies started to question the divine right of kings and the rigid hierarchies of the past, the notion that positions of power and responsibility should be earned, not inherited, began to gain traction. The French Revolution, in its radical dismantling of the old order, epitomized this shift. The cry of liberty, equality, fraternity implicitly challenged the privileges of birth and kinship that had defined the ancient regime. While the revolution itself descended into the terror, its ideals planted a powerful seed, that individuals should be judged on their merits, not their lineage. Throughout the 19th century, this evolving sentiment gained momentum. The rise of industrialization and burgeoning bureaucratic states created a need for skilled administrators, engineers, and professionals. In many Western nations, civil service reforms gradually began to replace patronage systems with examinations and qualifications. The idea of a merit-based appointment, while imperfectly realized, started to take root. By the 20th century, the tide had turned significantly. While nepotism never truly disappeared, and indeed it persists in various forms even today, it became increasingly viewed as a societal ill. Scandals involving the appointment of unqualified relatives to public office or corporate positions often sparked outrage. The ideal of the level playing field, where anyone with talent and dedication could succeed, became a powerful aspiration, even if the reality often fell short. The shift wasn't always smooth or universally accepted. For many, the instinct to provide for and elevate one's family remains a powerful social imperative. Yet, the historical journey from widespread familial favoritism to the modern ideal of meritocracy is a testament to evolving societal values. It highlights a profound change in how we understand fairness, competence, and the very structure of opportunity. The whisper of nephew once signified inherent worth. Now, it often carries the echo of a problem we are still striving to solve.